This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, yesterday was the beginning of winter, and it's not typically a season that we're worried about weeds, but research has surfaced from the U of I that's putting weeds in places that's causing some concern. The weed that's been an ongoing battle for farmers, Palmer amaranth, has been found in a CRP pollinator plot in Illinois. U of I crop science professor Aaron Hager said he was contacted by a farmer this summer, and that's what inspired the research to be conducted.
Well, about July last July, we were notified by a farmer south of Champaign County about the possibility of him having an infestation of Palmer amaranth in an area that he had recently seeded into the Conservation Reserve Program, specifically the pollinator habitat or the CP42 program. And so we were able to get some samples of those plants that were brought to our plant clinic here on campus and verify that they actually were indeed Palmer amaranth. That's a species, of course, that we're greatly concerned about. It's not native to the state of Illinois, but certainly we're seeing more and more populations around the state. And it's of all the various species of amaranthus or the pigweeds in North America, this one by far and away is the most competitive with our cropping systems. Now, that being said, of course, if this is in CRP, then that's really not directly going to affect us in terms of our corn and soybean. However, the great concern is that if the female Palmer amaranth plants are allowed to produce seed by the end of the growing season, then those seeds are very likely to find their way or literally to move out of these CRP areas into a place where we don't want them. And, of course, that would be into a corn or soybean production area.
I would say that is fairly concerning, as that's a weed that farmers do not want in their fields. Has this been found in any other locations in the state, or is this the first one?
Well, that was the first one, but we also positively identified Palmer amaranth in another planting in the western part of Illinois in McDonough County. Now, I'll take my hats off and give a boatload of credit to the weed science program at Iowa State University. They literally have tracked over the entire state of Iowa looking for these populations. We haven't been able to do that simply because we just don't have the warm bodies around here to be able to do that anymore. But certainly we've tried to raise the awareness of farmers in all parts of the state. Anyone who had recently enrolled in any CRP program, but specifically the CP42 or the pollinator, to look at those areas and determine whether or not that they did have anything that could be Palmer amaranth growing there.
Now, I'm not familiar with the seed that's planted for those pollinator programs, but is it common to have different sorts of weeds and things in those, but I would assume maybe they wouldn't be as dangerous to the crops as what Palmer amaranth is?
Well, if we take a step back, actually, this we really can't say that this is the first time that this has happened in Illinois. About 5 or 6 years ago, I actually was speaking at a field day over in western Illinois, and I happened on the way over to stop. I'm originally from Cass County, and I took a drive through an area where, when I was a kid, we used to farm in that area. And lo and behold, I found Palmer amaranth, never seen it there before. So I tracked down the farmer and explained what it was. Well, he relayed to me that portion of the field had recently been enrolled in CRP, and they had overseeded it earlier in the spring. And so he got in touch with the person who had did the seeding of the area. They tracked down the seed. They'd used about the same seed lot on 7 or 8 other farmers in the area, and lo and behold, they found Palmer amaranth everywhere that they had used that particular seed. So it's not the first instance that this has happened. The pollinator program is new, and so it's a new introduction or a new program within the CRP. So in that respect, it can be considered a bit novel, but introduction of weed seed in some native seed mixtures is certainly nothing new.
So with your experience being a crop sciences professor, obviously fairly familiar with the different types of crops, weeds, plants, whatever it might be, any suggestions to farmers if they do find this and they do have the CRP ground and the pollinator program, steps that they should take?
Right. Our recommendation really is to remove these plants at all costs. whether it be by mowing, by hand, whatever technique is allowed within the CRP guidelines. Palmer amaranth is what's known as a dioecious species, so plants are either males or females. You can't really differentiate between the males and the females until the reproductive structures are present. Now, that's going to be pretty late in the end of the year, but if we have the opportunity to remove these plants much earlier when they're smaller, I think we can be much more effective than if we wait until we're trying to remove only the female plants. If we wait that long, we've sort of lost the battle, because there's a very good likelihood that by that time the females already have, you know, some amount of viable seed.
Now, since this is a conservation program, sometimes those come with restrictions on what you can and can't do to that ground. So I'm assuming the same goes for this. There's going to be, you know, rules to abide by when taking care of this weed.
There are certainly. There's a group of extension weed scientists here in the Midwest, and we're working with some of our scientific liaisons within the USDA in Washington, D.C. to see, is there any federal direction that we can get? Can we have the federal government maybe make exceptions in cases where Palmer amaranth is identified to maybe give us some additional options that we could recommend, you know, to farmers who do find it in their newly established CRP planting? But that's been a slow process, and I'm not sure we've got the direction yet that we're hoping for.
Sure, understandable. It's fairly new, I would guess, so it will take a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
What does the future look like as far as researching? Are you going to be reviewing more of these plots? What do you think is going to be happening in the near future concerning this subject?
Well, the most important thing, of course, now is vigilance. We know that this is now an avenue for introduction, inadvertent introduction of Palmer amaranth. We can't emphasize enough for folks in the next spring to scout these areas and determine whether or not that there could be Palmer amaranth. If they need help identifying whether or not they've got some other species of amaranthus or Palmer, that's what we're here to do. We'd be very, you know, happy to try to help them make that determination. But if it's actually there, then there's going to be possibly a fair amount of work involved to get rid of these. But trust me, it will be time and effort well spent to preclude any seed production, because if that seed is successfully produced and it does move into our agricultural fields, that's going to be a worst-case scenario for everybody.
I know, at least in our listening area, we're a little ways away from the Champaign area, so would you recommend farmers reach out to local extension offices, or are there people that you would recommend them talking to help identify weeds if they need help?
Certainly, I mean, if there's somebody there in a local county office, if they've got somebody, you know, in the custom retail or crop consulting business, or even us here on campus, anybody, if you're suspicious you've got Palmer amaranth and you want to verify the identification of it, we've got some tools and techniques in place to help do that. But again, once the identification is only the first step, if it does turn out to be Palmer amaranth, then again, you know, we need to be diligent and try to remove these plants. We need to realize also that this could be something that we're going to really need to remain quite aware of and vigilant for the next 2 or 3 years, because there's no reason to assume that if we did inadvertently plant Palmer amaranth seed in 2016, there's no guarantee that all that seed germinated and plants emerged. We could see continued germination and emergence for the next 2 to 3 years.
Aaron Hager, crop sciences professor at the U of I. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.